in Montreal. The historic Empress Theatre building in the Notre Dame de Grasse neighborhood is to be sold for redevelopment. The City of Montreal announced earlier this week that the iconic building on the corner of Old Orchard Ave and Sherbrooke West, which has been decommissioned since 1992, is now up for sale for mixed-use development. The director of Montreal's Real Estate Strategy Department, Annie Gerbeau, stated, quote, "The Empress Theatre has undergone a financial analysis that will allow us to proceed with the sale shortly. There's no word yet on who the building might go to, but it will be residential with at least 20% for non-market housing on site." This marks the end to a long history of neighborhood efforts to preserve the building and get it running as a theater again.
If they can preserve the facade at the very least, I think that that will be a win for the community, because what we've had there now since 1992 is a rotten tooth in the middle of a great street, you know, like across from the park, in what should be like the heart of the business district of NDG. And I think that you have a rotting building sitting there in the middle of all that, and it just brings down the whole face of the community.
That was Paul Scriver. Scriver was the board president of the Empress Cultural Center around 10 years ago, a group dedicated to getting the theater renovated and functioning again. The Cultural Center was one of multiple groups over the years to try to pull funds together and purchase the building, to no avail. The theater was built in 1927. It was the only theater in Canada built in the Egyptian Revival style, a fad of the 20s popular after the discovery of Tutankhamun's tomb. The theater has scarabs and sarcophagi detailing around the bold stone pillars, iconography now more reminiscent of flappers and feather headbands than pharaohs on thrones. The building has had many transformations. Originally hosting vaudeville and burlesque shows, it was turned into a cabaret through the mid-60s. Then, in 1968, it became a cinema. Scott McLeod is an artist in NDG. He has fond memories of attending the theater through the 1980s to see cult classics.
And, you know, we saw Stop Making Sense, and we saw Blue Velvet, Rocky Horror Picture Show. So there was a strong nostalgia to that era, because there really wasn't much then. This is pre-internet and everything. So we going a night out to see at a repertory cinema or to see a new release was, you know, an exciting date. It was a great thing to go out and do, and you know, munching back the popcorn and enjoying the sight. And we had that at our front door, which was kind of great. We didn't have to go all the way downtown. So that's something that I reflect on positively.
But in 1992, a fire destroyed the cinema, and the building was decommissioned and boarded up. McLeod recently made an animated film about the Empress called Empress Blue, and he also has a song with the same title.
Will the Empress rise again? Bring back a lady of Grace's friends. Pack so tight on an opening.
McLeod, Scriver, and others in the community hope that whatever happens to the building, some of this history is preserved. Heritage Montreal has also spoken out, saying that the building should preserve elements of the facade and possibly even elements of the interior. The future of the Empress Hotel is now in the hands of developers. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Hey, you're listening to Psychic Ceremony here on CJLO 1690 AM. How's everyone doing tonight? I'm doing great. Hope that you've had a relaxing start to your week. Nothing too crazy. My name is Josh. This track is And Dream of Sheep from Hounds of Love, Kate Bush, 1985. Got a fun show for everyone planned today. Owen's unfortunately not here. In the thick of it with school. So I'm doing a solo show today, but got a big one planned, as always. So don't touch that dial.
Thank you.
This is Empty Rooms Revisited, latest track, or a redux of an old track by Montreal's Adjoins. Stay tuned. We're going to do a little ad break, but don't touch that dial. This is Psychic Ceremony here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Registration for Concordia Relay for Life's annual walkathon is now open. On April 4th, we will march in honor of cancer survivors, and you can expect nonstop entertainment, food, and drinks to keep the energy high. With a ticket, you'll get a t-shirt and a ton of other gifts. Early bird registration is just $15, but it closes January 1st, so grab those tickets now. Interested? Check out our Instagram or Facebook at Concordia Relay.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
It's your boy Ish from Shabazz Palaces, and you are listening to CJLO Montreal.
They say the price of gas, right? It is high. Break up weed on one phone, FaceTime on the other. Break up with me, I'm a G, I stay friends with your mother. My old friend still got a bum knee, cause the old three Eagles didn't cover. 93 till I get me that Infinity J30, 90s vision board was uncluttered. Sticky clutch like a mugger, the car leap up out the cut doing numbers. Walk ups like a food truck, spot empty but lightly touch the door to the oven. Bruh, I'm always cooking something. Could only come on her stomach, stubborn. Bomb vest, but nothing happened when I pressed the button. Could hear distant birds and falling leaves. You couldn't tell me nothing.
I jumped out the oven, 9 to 5. No tie, clean with the apron when I'm fucking on the job. I need a raise. I never wanna be the reason anybody miss their flight. Don't lose your job, it's one way. I'm not to be fucked with. Top 5, I can only complicate the subject, I can't change, fly away. It gotta add substance, and for judgment, the party went up in flames. I was posted, looking liable for the destruction, smoking, getting high. No games, I need all my money when it's time, I need mine. I was raised, 4 quarters don't change, but a small price for that brand, maintain. Wings ain't the only thing, sauce.
Only give my heart the numbers to the vault. Manifest the change, cause I never changed up. Just say the lie, I done seen a lie. Always stayed up, always play my part. Always looking nice, smoke shimmy out. Today a good day. Guns and goals at the cookout, that's a Sunday. Faded by the wheel off the runway. Can't play a checker with a chess team. Check, rolling skirt.
King. Pay a little $25 a month and shut the fuck up. It's as stupid as it sounds. Living well between the bills. Cause politics starts at home. To my seeds born God, your mommy tells the truth. What doesn't kill you makes you blacker. What doesn't kill you? I feel like I'ma buy life insurance and just like fuck, I don't wanna see the kingdom. Living will between the bills. What instrumental y'all gonna play at my funeral?
Escape.
track is called Nightshade Wreath on a Stranger's Door, from the aptly named album Snowblower by Green Tea out of Brattleboro, Vermont, if I'm not mistaken. The album liner notes say that this draws inspiration from the belief that green tea could make one hallucinate, which I absolutely adore. Before that, you heard Don't Lose Your Job by Armand Hammer, the duo of Billy Woods and Lucid out of New York, that are probably single-handedly keeping me interested in hip-hop, at least them and Freddie Gibbs. That was from their album We Buy Diabetic Test Strips from earlier this year. I'm going to let this one play, and then I'm going to slowly go into a new track, Scanners, by Montreal's Dylan. I believe they've possibly officially broken up, but they just put out a new track very recently. So we're going to go into that next. We'll be right back.
It's always nice to come home after getting lots done. I slip off my boots, take off all my coats, and go right into my room. I turn on my little lamp and finally sit down and pick up my guitar and give it some strums. And I think of you in New Brunswick. I think of you in your little house. I think of you in New Brunswick. I think of you and your comfy bed. I can wonder what you did with your day. I'd like to tell you about mine, but I'll wait. You probably played guitar too, I'm sure, 'cause I know you always do. And round now you're making supper after your day is through. You may even be in your lazy boy chair, and soon I will be there too. Now I think of you in New Brunswick. I think of you in your little house. I think of you in New Brunswick. I think of you in your comfy bed. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Josh. You're listening to Psychic Ceremony here on CJLO 1690. Just hopping back on to let you know what you heard. Before, 4 songs ago, you heard Scanners by Dylan out of Montreal. Then I went right into Nice to Come Home and accidentally went into Consolation Prize, the track after. Those are both by Julie Doiron, former member of Eric's Trip, who I mistakenly said were from Fredericton last week, and that was embarrassing. But I've been really obsessed with her solo work, and this album in particular, I Can Wonder What You Did With Your Day, is absolutely fantastic. So decided to go with that. And now we're listening to Breathing Through Blood, From Orgasm to Nausea by Agonal Lust, put out on Hospital Productions. Massive, massive album, 52 songs. I'm not going to listen to them all, but if you're into this kind of power electronic stuff, maybe you should. So stay tuned.
Thank you. At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from John Tolon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinéma Public for a lively cinema.
You're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM, now with The Noise Hour.
Let me tell you, Bobby, there's nothing funny about these sounds.
Tired of listening to music your dad likes? Tune in to CJLO 1690 AM to find something that'll really shock him.
Hey, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. I'm Josh. This is Psychic Ceremony. Just updating you with what's going on. The track you heard before the ad break was In a Station. It was a cover of In a Station by Karen Dalton off her album In My Time. Really fantastic one if you're into just good folk music from the 60s. And now we're going into Pain Equals Funny by the Melvins. Off their album from earlier this year, Tarantula Heart. So, never touch that dial.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm just signing off here. This has been Psychic Ceremony on CJLO 1690 AM. Once again, I'm Josh. The song you're listening to is called Concrete Structure by CT57 out of Toronto from their album Distant Sounds of Desolation. This came out in March. And before that, you heard Ascension from the album Requiem by Vancouver's The Nausea. I was just talking with a friend, Taylor, today about how we got this to the top of the CJLO charts earlier this year, which is kind of crazy, but really cool album that like comes from a noise artist, but is, I think, very accessible to non-noisers and kind of it ticks a lot of boxes for different types of shows. So kind of no surprise that it did so well on our own charts. And what did I do before that? Oh yeah, Pain Equals Funny by Melvins off their album Tarantula Heart. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in this week. It's been a blast, as always. Hope you enjoyed what I was playing. Stay tuned for In the Garage up next, and tune in next week.